We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live well, win well is on point with Wandle and Stokes. Financial Thursday. We always love to talk about money, your money, how you can make more money. I want to say a pleasant good morning to Gerald Harris, creator of the House Flipping Guide. He has over 20 years of experience in real estate. He's the founder of the House Flipping Guide with more than 50,000 subscribers on YouTube and over 30,000 on your Facebook group. And you're just continuing to just grow in this area of real estate. I want to say welcome to On Point. Hi, Mr. Harris. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. I know we had a little bit of a rough reception, but thank you for having me this morning.
Well, you're more than welcome. We're so glad to have you sharing with us today. A lot of people have a lot of questions about, is this a good time to do anything, to flip a house, and how has the coronavirus impacted the real estate investing group and all? So let's dig in. How has the impact of the coronavirus impacted real estate investing as a whole?
So one of the things essentially that's happened, especially within my real estate community, one of the things that has happened is you have mass unemployment, right? So when you have a situation where you have 20 million people that over 20 million people that have filed for unemployment nationwide, you have a very, very, very serious situation. So a lot of those individuals have obviously gone behind on their mortgage. Many of them have filed for forbearance. A lot of things have happened in the economy. One of the things that is standing out, especially to those of us within the real estate community, is number one, sales. Sales on a retail level have actually been consistent for the most part and have actually increased. Now, if you're thinking about becoming a real estate investor at this time, I will say, and many of my peers will say, it is a phenomenal time to invest in real estate. And this is why. Now, what's going to happen with many people that have gone into forbearance, essentially over time, what will happen, unfortunately, is many of those individuals will end up, either foreclosing because many of them have lost their jobs. Evictions are at pretty much an all-time high right now, or
right,
pending evictions.
Right.
Are at an all-time high right now. And so what's happening is, even though you have this perfect, this storm that is going on, I don't want to call it perfect, even though you have this storm that is going on, it presents a phenomenal opportunity for those individuals that are looking to get into real estate investing as a whole. Like, for instance, I have a community. My Facebook group has over 30,000 people. And the amount of deals and the amount of activity that is going on within that community is overwhelming. And it's obviously, this depends on state to state, city to city. Some areas present a stronger opportunity than others. You know, New York is different than California. California is different than Georgia, and so on and so forth. But in terms of real estate and beginning real estate, one of the things I want to let everyone know is Yes, there is an opportunity out there as long as you understand your particular real estate investing deal.
Okay. So there are a lot of, so it's a great time for opportunity, but what are some of the deals that are out there that persons need to be aware of? Gerald?
Yes. I'm sorry. You're coming in. Sorry about that. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What are some of the deals? Because you said one must be very careful about the real estate deals. Give us an example of a couple of deals that individuals must be aware of when it comes to real estate investment.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said give an example of a profitable deal. So an example of a profitable deal would be a property essentially that is, so let me give you an example. Let's say someone is falling behind on payments and they've lived in the property, let's say 10, 12 years. And essentially what has happened is they've lost their job. But as time has gone on because of the down payments and the location, what has happened is that property has built up a substantial amount of equity. Now, okay. In some areas, obviously the amount of equity is going to be greater than others. And many people may be asking, well, what is equity? Equity is value minus the amount of debt owed. Value minus the amount of debt owed. And so in an area, let's say, for instance, different parts of Atlanta, if someone has owned a property for 10 or 12 years, depending on where they bought that property, depending on the price that they paid for that property, as time has gone on, that property has increased in value. And so if you bought that property and you put down a substantial down payment, that property has grown in value. Those people have lost their job. What's going to happen lots of times is you'll be able to go ahead and get that property for what someone lots of times essentially has what they have owed on the property. So if you're in an area where you have a house and the values are $300,000 and you've purchased that property for the owner has purchased that property for $180,000,
mm-hmm.
but they put down a down payment. Now they've been paying on that mortgage and they're stressed out and they just say, you know what? I'm done. I want to save my credit. And so I have a lot of investors that are buying property traditionally, but I have a lot of people who are buying property creatively. Namely, an investment strategy referred to as subject to, buying property subject to the existing financing. And so when you acquire property in that way and you have that much of an equity spread, you're able to do a couple of things. You're able to either move someone into the property at a profit. In other words, you go ahead, you move somebody into the property, you're still paying the mortgage, you move someone into the property, they're paying more than what the mortgage is owed. You can either do that, which is referred to as a buy and hold, or what you can do is use an exit strategy called a flip or a fix and flip, where they buy the property for what it's owed, turn around and then flip it essentially for a profit. And so those types of things are going to happen more and more as this economy goes on with this coronavirus situation.
And you're saying that more of this will happen because of this coronavirus situation, because people are looking for more real estate investments and it's a quick way, you know, a quicker way to make an investment and yield a higher return?
I'm sorry, you went ahead, you cut out on me, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, so you're saying that we will see more of this type of like the buy and hold and the fix and flip during this pandemic season because it is a great way for people to get a return on their investment?
It's a phenomenal way. So let me give you an example. Back in 2008, one of the things that began to happen and one of the things that I saw were investors that were buying properties creatively. If they were buying properties creatively, what they were doing was they were buying properties in a way that made sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so as time goes on, what you're going to see is you're going to see an uptick. And a lot of it depends upon this whole forbearance situation where banks over time, they are hopefully, prayerfully, they will continue to stall these mortgages. If that does not happen, you will begin to see an increase in the amount of people that are foreclosing. So let me break down a little bit.
Hold on a second and let me go to break, and I'll have you break it down when we come back. Questions about real estate investment. Questions about fixing and flipping a house, buy and hold on a house. Call in 404-892-2703. We've got the expert here today. It's a Financial Thursday right here, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well, on point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Gerald Harris, creator of House Flipping Guide, he's breaking it down for us, how you can invest, how you can be creative during this time of the pandemic to make some real good investments in house flipping. Go right ahead, Gerald.
Yeah. So the opportunities that are going to present themselves essentially are, there's going to be a lot of foreclosures that hit the market. Like I was saying, back in 2008, when you had mass foreclosures that were happening, I was in the state of California. And at that time, the investors that began to thrive in that market were those individuals that were creative when it came to investing. Now, you fast forward to 2020, some of the things that are happening that may be symptoms or signs of a perfect storm is, number one, you have lending that has gotten stricter. And so if you are a new investor that's looking to enter into this market, number one, you want to make sure, now, obviously, you're going to have millions of people that are, you know, they're going to be going through whatever struggle they're going through. But you want to make sure that that credit is there. In other words, that credit is strong. If you have access to resources, you know, maybe pulling together some family or some friends, if you have access to resources, this is going to benefit you. If you have some type of income, whether that's a side hustle, whether that's whatever, this is going to benefit you. I will say another thing. If you essentially don't have those things, one of the things I want to mention to the audience is this. Real estate typically fits into two buckets. You have traditional real estate investing, where you need strong credit, strong income, down payment, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have creative real estate investing. Creative real estate investing is investing essentially without credit or income. This type of investing will become more and more popular in 2020 and beyond. Creative real estate investing are things like lease option investing, subject to investing, wholesale investing, things like vacant land investing, which is my passion right now. So there's going to be some phenomenal opportunities that are on the horizon. In fact, these opportunities are happening now.
And this is the moment. This is the opportunity. So when you talked about traditional investing and creative real estate investing, how can a new investor get involved in either one? And are there certain prerequisites if you decide to go traditional or be creative with real estate investment?
So one of the things that I advise people, no matter where you're at, is number one, do yourself a favor. Go to Google and type in real estate investment club near me. Real estate investment club near me. What you want to do is get actively involved in a local real estate investment club. Number two, you want to join up with the number one website for real estate investors on the planet, which is BiggerPockets.com. BiggerPockets.com has over 1 million registered real estate investors there. People that are lenders, people that are investors, finders, funders, whatever, is right there at biggerpockets.com. Number three, find a local Facebook group, real estate investing. Just go to Facebook, type in real estate investing group. Matter of fact, join mine, the House Flipping Family, real estate investment group. Also, if you go to YouTube, type in whatever term you're interested in when it comes to real estate investing. Begin to follow different channels. There are a lot of resources that are out there that are available that are free right now to those individuals. So whether you're going the traditional route or you're going the creative route, you want to make sure, number one, that you take action. It is imperative that you take action. Don't move in fear, move in faith. Take action, number one. Number two, follow one, maybe two people, okay? Two people that you can relate to, two people that you know are actively doing the business, not just talking about it,
right,
but they're actively doing the business. A lot of people that talk about the business, but people that are actually doing what it is they're talking about and then showing results at the same time. And so at the end of the day, real estate investing for a new investor, the thing that I've experienced for the most part is the action aspect of a business. Making sure that you're taking action is crucial. It's everything. And so taking those steps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taking those free steps to go ahead and take action. Everything.
That's good. And what I love about it is it's ways that people can learn and grow, help individuals to understand real estate investing. 404-892-2703 is the number to call to ask our expert any questions regarding real estate investment. With so many people that are unemployed now, how has this unemployment and pending evictions affected the state of real estate?
It's challenging. It's forcing people to get creative. And so, you know, you talked about the unemployment. You talked about the evictions. What a lot of people are, you see a lot of horror stories that are happening on television. Number one, what people are starting to do is, and even during a pandemic, some of them are moving in with friends. Some of them are moving in with family. One of the things that I will say is, if you're listening to me right now and you are going through an eviction and you're going through a potential foreclosure, number one, it is not the end of the road. Number one, number two, in terms of a real estate space. So take me for example, give an example. Back in 1999, I had bought my first house in 1997, bought my second house in 98, 99. I fell into foreclosure. And I went through a deep, deep depression. I was a superstar real estate investor. Everyone knew it. People were like, wow, he's working on his third house. He's 26 years old at the time, 26 okay. or 27 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I began to dig myself out of it, number one was mindset. Number two was getting around people who helped build me up and not tear me down.
Oh, that's good.
Number three. Yeah, number three, the biggest thing I did was not just get around possibility thinkers, but I got around an association of people, mainly the Real Estate Investment Club. Some of them free, some of them are paid.
Okay.
A real estate investment club that helped to build me up. You all that are struggling right now, one of the things you can do is get into an aspect of real estate investing called being a bird dog. A real estate bird dog is someone who actually works with an investor to go out and find deals for that investor. A real estate investing bird dog is someone, it doesn't take money, it doesn't take credit, it takes, because we have the internet now, it really,
right.
what it does, it takes time.
Okay.
It takes
okay.
time and a commitment to a commitment to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And so essentially a real estate bird dog is someone who actually goes out and finds deals for a real estate investor.
Wow, that's good to be able to find a bird dog and to surround yourself with the possibility thinkers that can help navigate you and move you along the way. And that's what it's about in terms of being an investor and getting in the business, is that you have the right people in your circle that's going to help move you along the way. When we come back, Gerald is going to talk to us about, is house flipping and other aspects of real estate investing, is it dead, or is it at a standstill, or is it keeping moving forward? And are people now jumping on and trying to get involved in real estate investments? We'll talk about all that and more. It is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You in Financial Thursdays are my favorite days. Medical Monday, Financial Thursdays.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And excited about talking with Gerald Harris, founder of House Flipping Guide. What made you come about with a House Flipping Guide? You wanted to kind of help others and give others insight and information about it?
I started House Flipping Guide back in 2013, and actually earlier than that. So back in 1997, like I said, I had purchased my first house, and then after that, I purchased my second house. And then after that, I fell into foreclosure, fell into a depression. And in 2004, essentially what I did was I had flipped a house by essentially flipping a contract. And so what I mean by that is, I had a friend in Montclair, California, and she had a house for sale. House was for sale for $350,000. It was actually worth more than that. I ended up putting that house under contract. I had sold my contract to some investors probably about 2 weeks after that. 60 days later, I ended up getting a check in escrow for like 20 grand. And so fast forward to 2013, I had relocated from California to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was at my sister's house, and I was just like, you know what? I was like, why don't I go ahead and do a video on house flipping? I was an agent for about 8 years. I was a loan officer. I had done real estate investing, different aspects of real estate investing. And so I was just like, you know what, let me go ahead and name this channel House Flipping Guide. I put a video out there, and about a year and a half later, came back to the video. The video on YouTube ended up getting like 300 views. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, ended up getting 300 subscribers and over 10,000 views. And since then, I've done different aspects of house flipping. And it's not just physically house flipping, but flipping contracts. In other words, wholesaling at the same time. And so that's really how it came about with House Flipping Guide. It's really a guide to help people with different aspects of real estate investing.
That's great. And it's amazing how certain experiences that we go through can help lead you to go in a whole nother direction that really helps help others as well. When it comes to real estate investment, how do you determine whether or not it's a valuable property or a valuable real estate for you to invest in? Like, how do you determine the profitability?
That is a great question, because that's the number one challenge of new investors. So one of the things that you want to get really, really good at as a new investor is you want to get good at determining value. How do you determine value? So let's say, for instance, you have a property in a local neighborhood that is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot house. That property in that neighborhood, you determined by looking up information using different websites, you determine that that property is worth $250,000 in fixed up condition. That property is worth $250,000 in fixed up condition in that particular neighborhood. Now, you come across an owner that is looking to sell their property that needs some work for $145,000. So you come across an owner that is looking to sell a property for $145,000 that needs some work. Now, you've determined already, based upon looking at different websites like datatree.com and realquest.com, you've determined that you already know that that property in fixed up condition in that area mm-hmm. is going for $250,000. The owner just told you that they want to go ahead and sell that property for $145,000. So you've determined right there that that property has $105,000 worth of equity minus, you know, a lot of the fix up costs. So if that property needs, let's say it needs $20,000 to $25,000 in fix up costs, that's a good deal. The one thing that I encourage new investors to do is to get really, really good at determining value. And really how you do that is comparing apples with apples. So, you know, this house in this particular area is going for $250,000. When you find an owner that is selling a property significantly lower than that, that is a potential for a deal. Okay, because the scenario that I've given before is that property essentially presents $105,000 worth of equity. Obviously, you have to see how much in fix-up it needs and whatnot. But deals like that present themselves on a daily basis throughout. It doesn't matter if it's Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Texas. Those types of deals happen. You just have to find owners, and this is important. One of the things you have to focus on is something called motivated sellers. Motivated sellers. In other words, sellers that are motivated to move their property essentially at a discount.
That's a key word. At a discount that's determined to and motivated to sell their property and to sell property so that you can invest in it. When you're trying to get into real estate investment, do you have to have any licensing? Any type of certification, is that important?
It is not.
Okay.
Now, what I will say to those of you that are new and looking to get involved in real estate investing, number one, you do not need to be licensed in order to invest in real estate. However, there is one state that now you essentially do need to be licensed, and that is in the state of Illinois. They just passed. I think it's like a bill or a law that specifically states that if you're going to be doing any type of transaction, you need to be licensed in the state of Illinois. So licensing may begin to happen in other states, but as of now, in 49 states, you do not need to be licensed at all.
But it is helpful, like you had mentioned earlier, about joining a lot of the groups and reading different literature, real estate investment clubs, being all a part of that, going to thebiggerpockets.com and learning and being very knowledgeable about the real estate industry and making those investments. I want to ask you, because as we look forward and we move forward in business, I want you to talk to us about the industry of the Airbnb business, that model. What do you think is the future of that?
One of the things that there's a lot of people that follow me. One of the things that I warned people about was not be too Airbnb heavy. And what I mean by that is there are investors that have acquired properties strictly to do Airbnb mm-hmm. only to find out, as we've gone through in these last several months, that Airbnb has taken a significant hit.
Yes.
Now, I will say this. It's okay to have some Airbnb properties, because what's going to happen, like, for instance, one of the things that I just came across recently is Airbnbs that are in a lot of these, let's say, for instance, you have a holiday weekend coming up. Airbnbs that are away from the city in rural areas are actually starting to there's a surge in demand for Airbnbs outside of this area. You have this thing that's going on right now termed social distancing. And people are more, they feel more comfortable. Like my wife and my baby girl, we went to Savannah a couple of weeks ago. People are more open to renting an Airbnb that is away or outside of a major city because this whole social distancing thing, you have the coronavirus. So I think it's okay to have an Airbnb property. However, this is a state by state situation, you know, or a city by city situation. You don't want to be too Airbnb heavy because you'll find yourself potentially in some trouble.
Right.
We don't know. I mean, this coronavirus news changes every other week or essentially every day.
Every day is changing. When we come back, Gerald, we're going to talk about a free training opportunity that he's involved in and he wants you to be a part of. 5 proven ways to invest in real estate with little to no money. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes for News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, right here in Houston, 1380 WAOK. We're speaking with financial expert Gerald Harris, creator of House Flipping Guide, as he's talking to us about real estate investments on today. There's a training that you have coming up. Talk to us about it.
Yes, it's really what it is. It's 5 proven ways to invest in real estate with little to no money, and I think it's perfect for this time right now. And I'll go ahead and I'll give just a little bit of a teaser. Essentially, one of the ways or a couple of the ways that you can begin to invest in real estate with little to no money is an aspect of real estate named wholesaling. And that's really essentially where you find an owner that is looking to sell their property for less than what it's worth. You put the property into contract, you turn around and you assign that contract to a cash buyer. That cash buyer closes on a deal, you make profit. Another way is something called lease option investing. Lease options and subject to investing are going to become very, very attractive trends in the months and years to come. But essentially, these 5 ways will get those of you that are struggling with real estate investing, it'll get you going as long as you bring a consistent action habit. If you are consistent, it does not matter. I have taught 18-year-olds. It does not matter. If you have a consistent action habit and you have a no-quit attitude, you can win with real estate. And so essentially what that training is, it's a free training, free video that you all go ahead and check out. And I know that it'll help you out.
How can people watch this video and be a part of this training?
There is a link, houseflippingguide.com/5proven ways. There's actually a link that they can go ahead and look at, or what they can do is go ahead and go to my YouTube channel. You can just type in Gerald Harris and you just go ahead and go to House Flipping Guide. If you leave me a comment in one of the YouTube videos, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you that training directly. Not a problem.
But you know what, Gerald, some people think that they can't get involved in real estate investment because they may not have the funds or think that they have the extra funds. When you talk about getting into real estate with little or no money, do you still have to have good credit? Do you still have to have some of those resources?
No. There are. It's interesting because I get that question quite a bit, and it's really broken down into, when you look at real estate has 2 general buckets. You know, I was mentioning earlier, you have traditional real estate where you need credit, income, down payment, et cetera. And then you have creative aspects of real estate, where you don't need any credit. You don't need any income. What you really, really need when it comes to creative real estate investing, the one thing that you need is you need a motivated seller. And the reason why this market is going to become so attractive, and it's unfortunate, but it is going to become so attractive, is you got, what, 4 or 5 million people that have put their properties into forbearance. And a lot of individuals are not going to be able to move forward with making those payments. And so what you're essentially looking for when you're new at real estate investing, you want to focus on people that are motivated to go ahead and to sell. And in order to find those individuals, you have to play numbers. You just have to go ahead and talk to people and tell everybody what it is you do, right? You work with investors to go ahead and buy real estate. And so when people have that mindset where they don't think that they can go ahead and invest in real estate, and it's funny, give you an example. I just sold, right now, I'm really, really, really hot and heavy on something called land investing. I just sold a vacant land parcel that I bought for $300. I just sold it for about $2,500 on payments. I'm getting in about five to seven additional land parcels where I'll be flipping those for profit. And so, and we're just talking about land. So when it comes to houses and that type of thing, you have to understand that you have to focus on motivated sellers. When it comes to motivated sellers, now how do you find these motivated sellers? You know, you can target different lists, like people that are behind on their mortgage payment, which is one list. Okay. Another list would be people that have fallen behind on property taxes, which is another list. Mm-hmm. Another list would be a federal tax lien list. Those individuals that have not paid their income taxes and the IRS slaps a lien against the house, which is a quote unquote hidden list. It's like a little bit of a secret web because, I mean, it's just not a lot of competition with that list. But there are so many lists and so many things that you can do to find these motivated sellers. It's amazing.
Wow. Wow. So the opportunities are actually right here in front of of us. And
they're right.
You could do it the traditional way or you could do it the creative way. Absolutely. Where you have to have good credit. You have to have resources. You have to have money. And then the other way, you just have to have that motivated seller. And you've got to be consistent and have some discipline as well. Let's let our audience know again about this training, 5 proven ways to invest in real estate with little or no money. And you can register at houseflippingguide.com. That's houseflippingguide.com. You sound like a man that wants to encourage and motivate a lot of people to make investments and to seize opportunities in this pandemic. Sometimes when we see a pandemic, we see crisis. Sometimes it's all we can see, but also in between, there are always opportunities that will help us. And so what final words do you have to encourage our listeners financially to move beyond where they are even now?
It's a great question. Number one, get around a group of people that are positive, that are supportive. That's everything. Mindset. Get around a group of people that are positive, that are supportive. Number two, because it's free. Join up with a Facebook group. You know, my group, House Flipping Family, it has grown to over 30,000 people. And one of the things, one of the biggest feedbacks I get from that group, from the House Flipping Family, is, wow, this group is so positive. Wow, it's so encouraging. It's interesting because there was a woman who was actually homeless, 52 years old, homeless, living in her car. And she actually shot me a private email message telling me, thank you for encouraging me. And she's living with her car with her 2 children. And I told my wife. But get around people that are positive, that are encouraging. Number two, get around, join up with a group that's really, really supportive. We pray. First and foremost. We pray.
That's
first
good.
First and foremost. But making sure that, you know, just because you're going through a challenge right now, you know, it's a test.
Yeah.
It's a test. And all of you listening to me right now, you can pull through.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, definitely can. Hey, thank you so much for sharing with us today on our Financial Thursday. Mr. Gerald, I tell you, this has been awesome. Gerald Harris, creator of House Flipping Guide. Thanks so much. Make sure you stay connected to him. You've got to check out this free training, houseflippingguide.com. 5 proven ways to invest in real estate with little or no money. Hey, you need some money? You can do it.
Yes,
keep the faith and follow the principles. And thank you so much, Gerald Harris, for sharing with us today. We appreciate you. Very insightful.
No,
yeah, very informative and certainly very inspirational. Thank you so much. Have a great one. It's always a great Financial Thursday. Just helpful information and resources that we provide for you all the time so that you can move beyond where you are financially and economically.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.